As we know, 35,000 new social housing units will be built as part of a national housing strategy described as the most important social policy initiative of this government. But in Dublin's north inner city, 99 redeveloped housing units remain vacant following a disagreement over the rent which will be charged to tenants who return to live in the complex. Residents of Father Scully House on Gardiner Street are facing a ninth Christmas away from their homes after the Catholic Housing Aid Society sought an economic rather than a more modest local authority rent on the properties. Louise Byrne reports.
In Margaret Byrne's living room, there are cardboard boxes with all her possessions piled high and ready to be moved. They've been packed for the past 5 months.
I had them packed since June. They said we're going back in June. They said we're going back in July. They said they're going back in August. They said they're going back in September. So we wouldn't know what month they're talking about.
Margaret was one of 40 senior citizens moved out of Father Scully House on Gardiner Street in Dublin in 2006. 8 years and a government-funded €17 million redevelopment later, residents are still waiting to move back in.
They said that for 2 years, we're 8 years here, while Father Scully's flats were getting filled in.
There's a disagreement over the rent being sought by the non-profit agency operating the development, the Catholic Housing Aid Society. It's understood the tenants have been asked to pay a minimum of €90 a week, which is significantly higher than the average rent under such a scheme. The society is also seeking a €500 deposit. Not good enough, says local Labour TD Joe Costello.
They're looking in the first instance for a deposit and higher rents than would normally be the case, much higher. So for elderly people, and some of them have died already, some of the people who would have been returning and would have expected to return years and years ago, nothing is happening. It's totally unacceptable.
You've called for intervention from the Archbishop. What would you like to see him do?
I think that the Archbishop should call in the housing agency, the Catholic Housing Agency, and say it's not good enough to keep people away from housing that's available for them to occupy for 6 months or more.
This is the flat, as you say, in London. This is the wardrobe, it's only a canvas one.
Margaret Griffin is another prospective tenant of Father Scully House. Her current bedsit is so small, her clothes are stored outside her flat.
Because there's no room in here with the ceiling for a wardrobe. This room we close, it'd be freezing and kind of gets damp and everything in the winter.
When you were told you were nominated for this brand new development, what did you think?
I was over the moon. I said, happy days. I think it's an awful waste of money, €17 million, to build them and then to be left there until they cannot decide to rent on them, which is absolutely ridiculous. Whereas there's a load of apartments around there, there's supposed to be 99 of them. Is vacant, and all the people that's crying out looking for rented properties and everything that can't get them.
For the tenants of Father Scully House, it is looking increasingly unlikely that they will be in their new homes for Christmas.
Some of them saying we're going back to the end of the month. You wouldn't know who to believe.
At this stage, it's after taking them 4 months and they still can't come to a conclusion. I can't see them doing it in 4 weeks. They're going to have to do it at some stage, but when is another thing.
That was Margaret Griffin ending that report from Louise Byrne. We did look for a comment from the Catholic Housing Aid Society, but none was provided.